It's 7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez is here on this Christmas Day for a special Christmas music edition of Minds Over Matter. No phones today. It's Dana playing some great music. Stay with us. This will be fun.
Wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Some of you folks out there may remember last Christmas we did a music show, music from the 20s, 30s, 40s, and early 50s. So we thought we'd repeat that again for this Christmas, and we hope you enjoy it. We got a lot of positive response last year. So let's go ahead and start with some music from the soundtrack of Holiday Inn. Now, this is one of the few non-holiday songs in the movie, but this will be Fred Astaire, Bing Crosby, and Virginia Dale doing I'll Capture Your Heart Singing. It's by Irving Berlin, so let's hear that.
Here she comes down the street.
My, oh my, ain't she sweet?
Why, here comes my hot toddy
over my dead body. I'll capture her heart singing.
Just wait until she gets a load of my dancing.
Just wait till I start singing.
I'll take her strolling down the road with my dancing.
I can't go wrong, a tender song, and she'll discover my charm.
Some fancy taps, and she'll collapse, and fall right into my arms.
I'll capture her heart singing.
Oh, no, you haven't a chance when I go into my dance.
Take you through life singing la da da dee la da da dee la da da dee boom 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 boom.
I'll make you my wife dancing.
If you could dance instead of sing, I'd learn to love you somehow. If you could sing instead of dance, I'd take you home with me now. The way you sing don't mean a thing. You'd better stick to your dance. And as for you, your dance won't do. You'll have to sing for romance.
I'll capture her heart.
I'll capture her heart. Singing.
Dancing.
That was Fred Astaire, Bing Crosby, and Virginia Dale from the soundtrack of Holiday Inn. It's 1942. The song is by Irving Berlin. It's called I'll Capture Your Heart Singing. Next, we have the wonderful Mildred Bailey, one of the great early jazz singers in American music. She's going to perform with her husband Red Norvo on the vibraphone and his orchestra from 1937, doing Irving Berlin's I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. That was Mildred Bailey with her husband Red Norvo and his orchestra from 1937 doing Irving Berlin's song I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm. Next we have the wonderful Mary Martin. This is something she recorded in 1951. She did an album of the songs from The Bandwagon. Now The Bandwagon was the Broadway show from 1931 with Fred and Adele Astaire. She is going to perform my favorite song from that show, which is High and Low, and she's also going to do New Sun in the Sky. These are both by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz, and she does the verse, which is nice, which you don't hear very often. So this is High and Low and New Sun in the Sky with Mary Martin singing from 1951.
Life has been devoted to unraveling a mystery that's old but ever new. I've tried to find the kind of boy who'll do. I've done about a million miles of traveling. I've sailed on all the blue. And now, at last, I've hit on you. High and low, low and high, I've been looking for you. You've been hiding, or you have come to me. My, oh me, me, oh my, no investigator ever made a greater discovery. I cannot tell you what excitement that night meant when I met you, or what wrong or right meant our hearts only knew. I was low, now I'm high, high upon the steeple, telling all the people you've come to me. I cannot tell you what excitement that night meant when I met you, or what wrong or right meant our hearts only knew. Today, yes, sir, they're shining anew. Oh, what a change has come to me. I've been dusted off the shelf. I am not myself. What a different world I view. I see a new sun up in the new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high. Yesterday my heart sang a blue song, but today hear it hum a cheery new song. I dreamed a new dream, I saw a new face, and I'm spreading sunshine all over the place. With a new point of view, here's what greets my eye: new love, new luck, new sun in the sky.
I see a new sun up in a new sky, and my whole horizon has reached a new high.
Yesterday my heart sang a blue song, but today hear it hum a cheery new song. I dreamed a new dream, I saw a new face, and I'm spreading sunshine all over the place. With a new point of view, here's what greets my eye: new love,
new love,
new love,
new sun,
new sun,
new sky,
new sky, new sun.
That was the marvelous Mary Martin from 1951 doing some songs from the 1931 Broadway show The Bandwagon by Howard Dietz and Arthur Schwartz. She had a chorus there covering some of her high notes, I think. She did High and Low and New Sun in the Sky. Both those songs were also featured in the Bandwagon, the Fred Astaire film that was made a couple of years after this. Next, we have from Broadway Melody of 1940, this is from the soundtrack, this is the finale where you'll hear the MGM studio chorus doing I've Got My Eyes on You. The action that takes place on the screen will be Fred Astaire and George Murphy and Eleanor Powell dancing, but you won't really hear that. I just wanted you to hear a little of the MGM studio chorus, which always does such a nice job. The I've Got My Eyes on You is a Cole Porter song. He did all the songs for that. And then after that, you will hear from 1937 another Cole Porter song, Rosalie, This is Nelson Eddy. I'm not a huge Nelson Eddy fan, but he does a nice job with this. And supposedly, Louis B. Mayer was unhappy with the first three versions of Rosalie, which Cole Porter was very obliging and wrote four versions of it. And he finally liked the last one, which became a hit. So again, from the Broadway Melody of 1940, we have the MGM Studio Chorus in the finale, I've Got My Eyes on You. And then from Rosalie, we have Nelson Eddy singing the title song.
Knighthood was in flower, and a man would a maid. Beneath a sacred bar, he sang a serenade. By day, I suppose, it's late, heaven knows. It's cold, and it blows, but anyway.
That was from Broadway Melody of 1940, the finale with the MGM Studio Chorus doing "I've Got My Eyes on You" by Cole Porter, who did all the songs in that film, and from Rosalie, the title song sung by the Ham of Hams, Nelson Eddy, from 1937, also as I said, a Cole Porter song. Next, we have Ray Noble. Ray Noble was a fantastic British band leader. Probably had the best band in England in the interwar years, and his star vocalist was a fellow named Al Boley, who was also a big star in England, and he led the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, which was made up of, it was really just a studio orchestra, they never toured. It was made up of all the best musicians from all the different bands. This is a Cole Porter song from a British show of his called Nymph Errant. The song is called "It's Bad for Me." The recording was made in 1933, and this is a terrific version of this Cole Porter song. Thank you.
bad for me. This knowledge that you're going mad for me. I feel certain my friends would be glad for me. But it's bad for me. It's so good for me, so new for me. To see someone in such a stew for me. And when you say you do all you could for me, it's so good for me, bad for me. I thought I'd been till you met me, completely put on the shelf. But since you started to pet me, why I'm crazy about myself. Oh, it's sweet for me, it's swell for me, to feel that you're going through hell for me. Yet no matter however appealing, I still have a feeling it's bad for me.
That was Ray Noble and his orchestra, actually the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra, with his vocalist Al Boley doing Cole Porter's song from his 1933 British show, Nymph Errant. It's called It's Bad for Me. Next, we have Paul Whiteman. Paul Whiteman was probably had the, in the early 30s anyway, in the late 20s, the preeminent dance orchestra in the United States. They had first pick of all the great Broadway and Hollywood songs, and here are a couple of good examples of that. Paul Whiteman as orchestra will now do from Footlight Parade, the 1933 Warner Brothers film, Sitting on a Backyard Fence. That is by Irving Kail and Sammy Fain. Next, we have from Anything Goes, You're the Top, by Cole Porter, of course, and the vocalists will be Peggy Healy and John Hauser. Thank you.
two gentle devils sitting on a backyard fence. Come on, come on, the little star's peeping, waiting for you to commence. Uh-huh, the kind of thought you'd weaken, sitting on a backyard fence. Maybe just another little backyard alley off from the avenue. I can see a willow tree, a moonlit valley, in the dreams I share with you. Meow, meow, the kitty cat is cooing, shows a lot of common sense. He knows there's always something doing, sitting on a backyard fence.
By Strauss, you're a Bendel bonnet, a Shakespeare sonnet, you're Mickey Mouse. You're the Nile, you're the Tower of Pisa, you're the smile on the Mona Lisa. I'm a worthless chess, a total wreck, a flop. But if they be on the bottom, you're the top.
You're the top. You're Mahatma Gandhi, you're the top. You're Napoleon Brandy, you're the purple light of a summer night in Spain. You're the National Gallery, you're Garbo Salary, you're cellophane. You're sublime, you're a turkey dinner, you're the time of the Derby winner. I'm a toy balloon that is fated soon to pop. But if baby, I'm the bottom, you're the top.
That was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra from 1934 with Cole Porter's song You're the Top. Peggy Healy and John Hauser doing the vocal on that. Before we had Sitting on a Backyard Fence from Footlight Parade from 1933 by Irving Kail and Sammy Fain with the Rhythm Boys doing the vocal on that. Next, we have from the Kraft Music Hall. This is a 1939 Kraft Music Hall recording, Bing Crosby's radio show. He's always at his best on the Kraft Music Hall. Very relaxed, laid back. And his favorite duet partner on the Kraft Music Hall was always Connie Boswell. They just mixed very well. They had very similar musical tastes, and he had a lot of admiration for her as a artist. So this is Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell joking around on this song called Everything Happens to Me by Dennis and Adair from 1939, the Kraft Music Hall.
I make a date for golf, and you can bet your life it rains.
I try to give a party, and the guy upstairs complains.
I guess I'll go through life just catching colds and missing trains. Everything happens to me.
I never miss a thing. I've had the measles and the mumps.
Well, listen to this. Every time I play me an ace, my partner always trumps.
I guess I'm just a fool who never looks before he jumps.
You got to look.
Everything happens to me.
At first my heart thought love could break this jinx for me. That love would turn the trick to end despair.
I never tried a foolish head that thinks for me.
Don't do that.
I've mortgaged all my castles in the air.
I've telegraphed and I've phoned. I sent an airmail special too. Her answer was goodbye. There was even postage due.
I did the same darn thing.
Did you?
His answer said that we were through.
Well,
everything happens to me.
You know, I purchased me some horses. I brought them up from the Argentine.
Well, tell me, do they like California?
Love it.
Do they find the climate fine?
Well, they find the climate nice, but they can't find the finish line.
Well, point it out to them.
Everything happens to me.
I tried to paint a portrait of the man whose heart is mine.
That's sweet. Now, that ought to set you right solid, right where you really like to shine.
Yeah, but when I got it finished, boy,
mm-hmm.
It just looked like Frankenstein.
Too flattering, huh?
Everything happens to
Ain't
me.
Ain't it a mess? You know, it just can't be hard luck that makes life rough to me.
What makes you think fate's fixed you to get stuck?
Well, such simple sums as 2 and 2 look tough to me.
Well, that's ignorance, my boy.
I ain't ignorant.
That's not lack of luck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you take those shirts you wear, son.
Like them?
They ain't smart. They ain't mature.
Well, they showed up with my laundry. Where they come from, I'm not sure.
You got the wash that should have gone to Darth and L'Amour.
Oh, everything happens to me.
For instance, when we sing a song, it's always in your key.
Oh, well, now, Constance, don't go make no trouble about that. I think you'd do just as much for me.
Yeah, but you got me singing Fs when my high note is only C.
I'll make you a coloratura.
Oh, not this season.
Don't want to be a coloratura?
Can't get up there.
Well, look at here. Everything happens to me.
That was Bing Crosby and Connie Boswell in Kraft Music Hall recording from 1939 with John Scott Trotter's orchestra doing the Dennis and Adair song called Everything Happens to Me. Next, we have 3 songs by Rodgers and Hart. First, we have There's a Small Hotel, certainly a well-known standard these days. That is by Jack Whiting. Jack Whiting was the one that introduced it in On Your Toes on Broadway. Not the greatest singer in the world, but he's singing the verse, which you don't ordinarily hear, so it's interesting to hear for that recording. That's from 1937. Next, from the Rodgers and Hart show Higher and Higher, we have Shirley Ross singing It Never Entered My Mind. Shirley Ross is an interesting case. She was an actress, a very talented singer and pianist, and Paramount tried to push her into being a big star for a few years in the late 30s. Never quite took, though she's probably remembered today best for introducing Thanks for the Memories with Bob Hope from the Big Broadcast of 1938. Anyway, she is going to sing the Rodgers and Hart song, one of his very typical great self-pitying love songs, It Never Entered My Mind, from the 1940 show Higher and Higher. After that, we have Ray Hetherington. Now, he is a name that won't be known to you, but he's Joey Hetherington's father. Joey Hetherington, you may know. So he is doing this is a private recording that ended up on a CD, which I ended up having, of the he happened to be in the Broadway show, Rodgers and Hart show, Babes in Arms. He was one of the leads. He will sing Where or When. So we have There's a Small Hotel, It Never Entered My Mind, and then Where or When.
I'd like to get away, honey, somewhere alone with you. It could be oh so gay, honey, you need a laugh or two. A certain place I know, sweetheart, where funny people can have fun. That's where we two will go, darling, before you can count up one, two, three, four. There's a small hotel with a wishing well. I wish that we were there together. There's no bridal suite, one room bright and neat, complete for us to share together. Looking through the window, you can see a distant steeple, not a sign of people. Who wants people when the steeple bell says good night, sleep well? We'll thank that small hotel together. Pretty window curtains made of chintz in our make-believe land. On the wall are several cheerful prints of Washington and Cleveland. Go down into the parlor and feast your eyes on the moose head on the wall. Perhaps you'd like to play the organ. They tune it every other fall. The garden will be like Adam and Eve land. No, they never did go in for carriage trade. They get what is known as marriage trade. Oh, when the steeple bell says good night, sleep well, you very small hotel. We'll peep into our little shell, and we will thank that small hotel together.
Once I laughed when I heard you say that I'd be playing solitaire, uneasy in my easy chair. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I was mistaken, that I'd awaken with the sun and order orange juice for one. It never entered my mind. You have what I lack myself, and now I even have to scratch my back myself. Once you warned me that if you scorned me, I'd sing the maiden's prayer again and wish that you were there again to get into my hair again. It never entered my mind. Once you said in your funny lingo, I'd sit at bingo day and night and never get the numbers right. It never entered my mind. Once you told me I'd stay up Sunday to read the Monday morning dirt and find you're merging with some skirt. It never entered my mind. Life is not so sweet alone. The man who came to dinner let me eat alone. I confess it, I didn't guess it, that I would sit and mope again. And all the while I'd hope again to see my darling dope again. It never entered my mind.
It seems we stood and talked like this before. We looked at each other in the same way then, but I can't remember where. When the clothes you're wearing are the clothes you wore, the smile you are smiling, you were smiling then, but I can't remember where or when. Some things have happened for the first time, seem to be happening again. And so it seems that we have met before and loved before and loved before. But who
That was three different Rodgers and Hart songs from three different Rodgers and Hart shows. First, we had Jack Whiting doing There's a Small Hotel from On Your Toes from 1937. Then Shirley Ross from their lesser hit from 1940, Higher and Higher. She sang It Never Entered My Mind. And finally, we had Ray Heatherton, Joey Heatherton's father, singing Where or When, which he introduced in the 1939 Rodgers and Hart show Babes in Arms. Next, we have more Rodgers and Hart. The wonderful Betty Garrett, with her slightly nasal voice, will sing with a 19-year-old Vic Damone, a version, my favorite version of Manhattan. This was recorded in 1943. Again, we have Betty Garrett and Vic Damone singing Manhattan, the Rodgers and Hart song from 1943.
We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an isle of joy.
we'll go to Greenwich, where modern men itch to be free. And Bowling Green you'll see with me. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. I'd like to take a sail on Jamaica Bay with you, and fair Canarsie's lakes we'll view. The city's bustle cannot destroy the dreams of a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
A short vacation
on Inspiration Point we'll spend,
and in the station house we'll end.
The city's glamour can never spoil
the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
That was Betty Garrett singing with a very young Vic Damone, a 1943 recording of the Rodgers and Hart song Manhattan, which was originally introduced in the Garrett Gaieties in 1925. This recording was made after Larry Hart's death in 1943. Next, we have Ramona Davies, although she was billed as Ramona and her grand piano. Paul Whiteman hired her in 1931. He admired her talent very much. She recorded with him and his large orchestra, but she also made many recordings with just a piano or a small orchestra, and I'll give you a couple of those. The first is The Heart is Quicker Than the Eye, which is another Rodgers and Hart song. It's from On Your Toes from 1937, a very cynical song. I think you'll agree when you hear it. Next is I Hate to Think That You'll Grow Old, Baby, and that's from 1932. That is by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson from a Broadway show called Strike Me Pink. Again, this is Ramona and her grand piano, and I think you'll admire her singing and her piano playing as well.
Dear old mother was as wise as ten folks, and she knew her way about the men folks. Once she said to me, though you're quite a pup, daughter dear, it's time to wise you up. She said, love has always been my hoodoo. Though I've lived, I know much less than you do. Mother told me there's no use asking why. He loves she and she loves he. The heart is quicker than the eye. Mother warned me fair play doesn't apply. Turn your back and love goes whack. The heart is quicker than the eye. Love can kill you off, baby, faster than flint. It finds its mark and toots your it. Dear sweet mother was careful and so sly. But my dear, you see I'm here. The heart is quicker than the eye. December 1905, mother got a little snootful. In September 1906, I was born alive and beautiful. I recall a few years later, I was taken with the measles, and my darling little mater would sit up all night with a good-looking guy. Oh, me, oh, my. We would travel quite a lot, but we always went to Reno. She'd remarry like a shot, not for long, but how could she know? Number four was a musician, he could swing it sweet and hot. Whistler's mother is a classic, mother's Whistler was not. He was dropped like the rest, mother always knows best. You say love is blind, I say love's cockeyed too. The gift of grab obscures the view. Mother begged me, don't drink with any guy. So I was made on lemonade. The heart is quicker than the rye.
Upon so many manly charms, these lips have never tasted such a kiss, and no such bunch of sweetness ever nestled in these arms. This heart has never misbehaved like this, and I make this confession, you really leave me numb. I've a strange obsession that I can't overcome. I hate to think that you grow old, baby, 'cause you're so handsome to behold. Baby, you mustn't lose that form, those cheeks so nice and warm. You mustn't lose that certain thing that took my heart by storm. I've got a skin you love to touch, baby, and I hope time doesn't hurt it much. Baby, I wish that you could stay just as you are today. I hate to think that you'll grow old. You're so handsome to behold, baby. You mustn't lose that form, those cheeks so nice and warm. You mustn't lose that certain thing that took my heart by storm. I've got the skin you love to touch, my baby. I hope time doesn't hurt it much, my baby. I wish that you could stay just as you are today. I hate to think that you'll grow old. I wish that you could stay just as you are today. I hate to think that you'll grow old.
It was Ramona and her grand piano from, 1937 and 1932, respectively. The first, The Heart is Quicker Than the Eye by Rodgers and Hart from the 1937 show On Your Toes. Then I Hate to Think That You'll Grow Old, Baby by Lou Brown and Ray Henderson from 1932 Broadway show Strike Me Pink. Next, we have Ginger Rogers not singing flat for once. She will be performing on the soundtrack from Flying Down to Rio, a song by Vincent Humans and Gus Kahn from 1933 called Music Makes Me.
In me you see a sinner, and dancing is my crime. It seems a sin I've got to give in, syncopated time. It makes me lose my dignity, it makes me lose my poise. Some folks call it music, my folks call it noise. I like music, old and new. What music makes me do, the things that was something to brag about, now it's a gagabout town. The things I do are never forgiven, and just when I'm living them down, I hear music, then I'm through, cause music makes me do the things I never should do. I like music, I like it old, I like it new, but it makes me do the things I never should do. I like music, I like it sweet, I like it blue, but it makes me do the things I never should do. My self-control was something to brag about, now it's a gag about town. The things I do are never forgiven, just when I'm living them down. I hear music, then I'm through, cause music makes me do the things I never should do. When I hear music,
so that was Ginger Rogers from the soundtrack of Flying Down to Rio, a song by Vincent Humans and Gus Kahn from 1933 called Music Makes Me. We're going to end tonight, and Merry Christmas, everybody. We hope this entertained you on the holiday. We're going to end tonight with Paul Robeson doing a more serious song. This is a spiritual called Mary Had a Baby, Yes Lord, recorded in London in 1931. And again, Merry Christmas, everybody. This has been your Minds Over Matter moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And please join us next Sunday at 7. Bye-bye.
People keep a-comin' and a-dreamin'.